Hillsborough County maintains a large fleet of vehicles, and the resulting fuel usage is significant. It is significant in terms of gallons of gasoline burned, as well as the resulting pollution. To lower both, we are looking at alternative ways to power our fleet.
Displayed on the entrance promenade of the Performing Arts Center were some state-of-the-art hybrid vehicles that Ferlita says the county is considering using.
As you walked in, I'm sure that you noticed that we had passenger vehicles, transit bus, and a refuse hauler. These vehicles operate on either 100% natural gas, electric, plug-in hybrid electric, and hybrid electric technology.
The Hillsborough County Planning Commission and the utility companies are partnering with Project Get Ready, a nonprofit that focuses on helping cities adapt their infrastructure for an influx of electric vehicles on the road. Alan Denham works with the Tampa Electric Company, who sponsored the event and works with Project Get Ready.
As those cars are becoming available, there needs to be a place where people can go plug in their vehicles or to get recharged for natural gas vehicles. So we're working with local folks. The Get Ready program that just unveiled locally was getting ready for the deployment of electric vehicles as they're more available later this year and first of next year.
As mobile sources of energy use, like cars, are undergoing technological transformations in the marketplace, stationary power sources remain a concern for energy ratepayers looking for more renewable energy. So Ferlita says the county is paying more than $1 million to install solar panels on top of the main courthouse.
The project will generate 196,000 watts of power and handle 40% of the building's load. It is wind and hot air resistant. And somebody made reference to the fact that it was in close proximity to BOCC. And I don't know what they meant about the hot air, so I'm going to disregard that talking point.
And hot air could be powering some solar systems across the area, and Denham says that homeowners have been able to benefit from individually installed systems.
Right now, we have seen in recent years an increase by homeowners and businesses installing photovoltaic systems at their own home. When they do that, they can then connect that system to our grid. And so any energy that's produced in excess of what the home needs would be put back onto the grid. And then the consumers get the benefit of having that that credit back for their electric bill.
Solar hot water heaters and photovoltaic systems can help homes create their own renewable energy. And TECO's Director of Community Relations, Stephanie Agliano, points out that TECO has installed some large solar systems throughout the community.
When we put in solar projects, what we do is try to focus on areas that have a lot of people going through those facilities so that we can educate along the way. So Laurie Park Zoo has a solar display that we've worked with, partnered with, Florida Aquarium. Mosey, their display is going to be upgraded. Even at our own Manatee Viewing Center, I don't know if anybody's visited that, but we have a solar display there and we'll be increasing that. And we're proud to say that we'll be partnering with Busch Gardens and also the new Legoland. And putting a solar display there. So we're real proud of that.
But Denham says that TECO has yet to consider plans for centralized solar plants or power production and is not yet using other technologies like geothermal or wind for renewable energy. He also declined to comment whether nuclear power is being considered for new power generation.
We continue to keep an eye on those technologies as they develop and look at which ones are cost-effective to deploy. We always have to keep our ratepayers in mind as we develop these sources and need to make sure that the sources that we are using are, are affordable and, we have a charge to make sure our rates are reasonable for our consumers.
And it is unclear if TECO will ever use enough solar energy to substantially supplement the power it currently generates from coal and natural gas. Denham says that TECO is even offering rebates for saving energy already in use.
Most ductwork systems in Florida are known to have leaks, so we offer a program that provides incentives for sealing ductwork. We also have incentives to upgrade insulation where insulation is not where it should be. We offer heat pump rebates, rebates for new home construction as well for some items there.
Green building is a way for homeowners to cut down on their energy usage without any necessary changes in power generation, but rather in individual energy efficiency. The event's keynote speaker was Stephen Thomas, former host of This Old House and current host of the Discovery Channel's Planet Green TV show, Renovation Nation. He says that green building can be affordable and easy to understand.
I once asked the Environmental Protection Agency to come up with a figure that made us care about this. And they said, well, if every if every home in the United States did home performance with Energy Star, the equivalent, you could shut down the equivalent of 90 power plants. So it's huge. So this is a game that's all about scale. Putting in a automatic thermostat saves you a lot right there because it takes the guesswork out of it.